Let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kirby, Gwen, and friends.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Barbara Strandell, and I'm calling all the way from Palmyra, Maine, in Walmart.
Hey.
I am an associate.
What can I do for you today?
Oh, I like to wish everybody in store 2047 a happy holidays.
Oh, nice. Anything you're hoping that's going to be wrapped up under the tree for you this year?
Nothing really. I have everything I need.
Me too. That's how I feel.
Just being healthy, and that's about it.
I love it. Hey, before I let you go, would you be interested in playing a little fun holiday game?
Sure.
All right, friend. It's called 20 Seconds or Less. I'm going to give you a category, and within 20 seconds, I just need you to name me 10 things within that category, all right?
Okay.
20 seconds or less, name me 10 things that you would find inside of Santa's sleigh. Let's go.
Toys, radio, guitar, Hot Wheel cars, Barbie dolls, gift cards, money. Food, coffee, juice.
Ooh. You know what? You were giving some pretty good answers. I kind of stopped counting, but I think that you won that one right there, girl. Anybody you want to shout out again before you go?
Happy holidays to my store at 2047 in Palmyra, Maine.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks for checking in. You have a beautiful day and a happy holiday.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Tech Savvy Tuesday.
All right. It is time to take a look at some of the things trending in the realm of technology. And today we are taking it to the catwalk. Tatiana Lopez is an AI-generated model that has gained popularity on Instagram, amassing over 200,000 followers. Now, she was created by a modeling agency using AI technology. Tatiana's realistic images and persona have attracted attention, raising ethical concerns about the emergence of AI influencers and their potential impact on the industry. This is interesting. I honestly will be excited to see how this evolves. Very intrigued by the realm of AI right now.
We both pulled up this Instagram page and you called it that you thought it does look like AI. And I mean, I guess when you look really close at it, you can tell. But at first glance, it did not look like AI to me.
Yeah, I look at the details, Dave.
You do.
It's in the details.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. This is the group chat with Kirby, Gwen, and friends.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the World Wide Web. First up, Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas. She has congratulated Brenda Lee on her Christmas classic, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100 after 65 years since its debut. Now, Carey sent flowers and also a note expressing joy to her, with Lee responding graciously on Instagram, noting the enduring popularity of both their holiday hits on the charts. Now we got like the royal family of Christmas.
You know what's the most surprising to me about this is that Brenda Lee has an Instagram page.
Maybe Brenda Lee also has a team.
I was going to say, I doubt she's the one that runs it.
Finally, in the era of dating apps, people are increasingly weary of information overload before a first date, leading to a resurgence in popularity of going on blind dates. Now, the desire for mystery and the slow romantic buildup to getting to know someone is gaining traction, as seen with the success of shows like Love Is Blind. I like this, but I also want to know everything. It's a slippery slope.
I don't know if I want to know everything, but I at least want to know what you look like.
There is key information that I do need to know about you before we attend any.
Yeah, like social security number, credit score,
absolutely, Dave. Yeah.
This is Kirby, Gwen, and friends' hot holiday deal of the day.
Hey, friends, it's Kirby, Gwen, with another hot holiday deal. Let's be honest, we all have someone in our life that's a little choosy about how they chill their beverage. And if you know that person and you're looking for the perfect gift for them, check out the Frigidaire 26-pound retro ice maker. It's available in black and gray and is also an essential item for any holiday hosting that you'll be doing this season and beyond. Check out this great deal on the Frigidaire 26-pound retro ice maker, available for $59 in stores and online at walmart.com while supplies last.
And now from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through, and maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Affirmation for the day, and this is a good one to set yourself up for all of those New Year's resolutions. Every day, I am getting healthier. Friend, I know that so many of us tend to have aspirations to be the best version of ourselves in the new year, and you can do it too. But just understand that it takes time. It is a journey, and it is a process, and one that you are fully capable of. Cheers to getting healthier, to being more vibrant and thriving in the days ahead. That's going to do it for the show today. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please make it a good one. Love you.
The Bo Show.
Welcome, everyone. And, you know, once again, we are getting super, super close to Christmas. Producer Dave, do you have all of your shopping done?
I have almost none of my shopping done.
Typical. Same here. No, I have some done, not a lot. But on the show today, we're going to have Amber and Ryan, and they're going to give us some ideas on some things that might be maybe on your gifting list this holiday season.
That's fantastic, because guess what? I need some ideas.
I know. We need all the help we can get.
Running out of time and have no ideas. Yes, help me.
Also, Bo's impossible question of the day today. On average, we all have five of these items with us right now.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Newport, Tennessee.
All right, Jackie. Well, what is your store club number?
678.
You're my very first caller through. That makes you my associate of the day. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah, who is shouting out today?
OGP, because that's where I work.
All right, very, very nice. Shout out to everybody working out there in OGP. Really appreciate you. And did you want to try to give Bo's impossible question of the day a try today?
I would say, I don't know. Something to do with Christmas, maybe.
Yeah, on average, we all have five of these items with us right now. What do you think it is?
What do you think, Ashlyn? I'll say candy canes.
Candy canes. Okay. All right. All right. That's a good guess. We'll find out if you're right coming up at the end of the show. I appreciate you calling up. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it is the Bo Show, and I have two very special guests in the studio. These last 2 weeks, they are super important. We're talking about, you know, trying to finish up everything on your Christmas list for that special someone. I've got Ryan with us in the studio. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Bo. How's it going?
Very good. Awesome. Very good. And I've got my, I'm going to say this officially, my friend Amber.
Yay!
Ryan's my new friend, but Amber and I have been besties for a minute.
We have history.
That's right. So y'all are doing the walmart.com/live moments this week here in Bentonville. Talking about all the amazing products and gifting for the holidays.
Yes.
But I want to know, what is some of y'all's favorite items out there right now? Ryan, I'm going to put you on the spot. You want to go first?
I do. I mean, AirTags are going to be hot again this holiday season. I think always losing my things. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is listening, AirTags are on my list again this year. From tracking where my water bottle is to my luggage, AirTags got me covered, and I don't end up leaving things behind.
I have mine on my keys right now. Listen, right there they are. There's my keys. I promise you that I have the AirTag on there. I'll put it on social.
I can verify that.
Yes. And I agree with you on the luggage piece. It's so nice to have it tossed in your luggage so that you know whether it's making it from place to place. But you also, if you're stopping somewhere in the airport and you want to grab a bite to eat or a quick drink or whatever, and you know when it's going to make it to the luggage area,
yeah,
that's really, really nice.
You can ping it too. It can make some noise. You're like, hey, which one of these suitcases is mine?
Mm-hmm.
Ping it. It's making noise for you.
I love it's my AirTags. All right, Amber.
Okay.
What's your fave?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So I shared this item yesterday. Ooh. Oh my God, it's my favorite.
Okay.
And it is the Sunbeam Micro Plush Heated Blanket.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I am down with a heated blanket. I use it year round. It can be 80 degrees outside. I'm going to come home, curl up on my couch with my heated blanket.
And it comes in great colors too,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Like you can stylize it with just about anything.
Oh, and let me tell you this, Bo. Have you ever heard of Uper Plaid?
Uper Plaid. No, never
Uper
heard
of Plaid. I learned that. And I think I know a lot of textiles, but Ryan taught me that yesterday.
I mean, if you're from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you wear your plaid. We call it Uper Plaid.
Interesting. Okay.
So shout out to my stores across the Upper Peninsula.
All right. All right.
Yeah. So he taught me that. But the Sunbeam blanket is on a great price, and it is a great gift idea. So if you're like, what can I get someone for Christmas and I have no clue? Guess what? A heated blanket will always win.
Okay.
And I think we shared yesterday too. Keep a couple in your trunk. If like someone gives you a gift, you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't get them anything. Just run out to your car. You got a heated blanket there. It's perfect for anybody.
Now we're going to settle the debate though.
Okay.
When it comes to wrapping.
Yes.
Are we going to wrap it, box it, or gift bag it? Ryan.
Ooh, I think that's a gift bag item. I love to wrap, but that's too tricky for me. I'm going to go with
gift. All right.
And I'm going with gift bag.
Gift bag. Yes, me too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. But I would be happy if that's under the tree this holiday season.
All right.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's a milestone minute.
Hey, it's Bo. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Iowa, Walmart Supercenter 753, and shout out 35-year associate Shannon. Next, let's head to Distribution Center 6094 in Arkansas and shout out Eric, 35 years. Next, Charles over in Plano, Texas. Sam's Club 4743, celebrating 25 years. And last but not least, Patricia in California, Walmart store 1992, celebrating 25 years. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. And don't forget to follow us for more over at Walmart World on social and more amazing stories from associates around the world over at walmartworld.com. That's today's Milestone Minute.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Top of the show, Bo's Impossible Question of the Day. On average, we all have five of these items with us right now. Dave, do you have five of these?
I have more of them, and I don't know what half of them go to.
I am with you there, with you 100%. We had an associate call up earlier. I believe it might have been Liam.
It was Liam, yes.
Liam got it right. He mentioned a whole bunch of things, but keys. Keys it is. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Till next time. See ya.
The Chris Show.
Let's kick off the show with a little game we like to call.
Let us start the show with a trip down memory lane.
This is taking me way back.
It's time to play What Year Was It?
I'm going
to
name some popular things that happened in a certain year. This one's a throwback. So the top songs of this year were Little Things Mean a Lot by Kitty Callan, Shaboom by the Crew Cuts. That's a big hint right there.
Yep.
Crew Cuts. Big deal in this decade, I believe. And Young at Heart by Frank Sinatra.
Also a good clue.
When he was young at heart during this year. The top movies, White Christmas, Demetrius and the Gladiators, and Gone with the Wind.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, there we go. Some product inventions. You know this happened a while ago.
Yep.
When there are product inventions. Trick Cereal. Ooh, the Fender Stratocaster guitar.
Yeah.
And the transistor radio.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Is this?
Brandy from Store 807 in Northridge Hills, Texas.
Hey, Brandy, you calling in to guess what year was it?
Yes, 1953.
Ooh, can you go up one more year?
Well, if you're talking about Frank Sinatra's song, it was actually recorded in 1953 and released in 1954.
There we go. That's where we're going for the release date. You got it. Yeah! Way to go. Way to get that right. I like that.
Thanks to my mom.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Is there anybody in your store that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Just the whole overnights team.
Very nice. Way to go, overnights team. Way to go, you, for getting that right, even with the one he recorded the song. Very nice. Thank you thanks, so much sir. For calling in.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
My name is Serenity Ruttenberry. I'm from store 2933 in Princeton, West Virginia. I was just calling to give a shout-out.
Yeah, Serenity, who'd you like to give a shout-out to?
I would love to get a shout out to Dawn in Seasonal. She does an amazing job. She's a very hard worker, and I appreciate her so much.
That is wonderful. Way to go, Dawn. And way to go, you, Serenity. Thank you so much for calling in with that wonderful shout out. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Chris. This is Ada Jones, store number 86, Springfield, Missouri.
Hello, Ada.
Today is my son's birthday.
What?
And he is he's a coach, store number 18, Newport, Arkansas. He is a fresh coach, and I just want to wish him a happy birthday and that I love him.
Oh, what's his name?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, happy birthday. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in
Thank
with that.
You.
Great shout out.
Have a good day.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to the Chris Show, and I am joined by my new best friends. I've got two of them. Woo-hoo. Amber. That's best friend number one, Ryan.Orlick. Best friend number two, And producer Tanner, I haven't forgotten you about you. Your best friend number three over there. Hey. You went from one to three.
Real fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Walked in the room and the rankings changed.
Amber Ryan, we talked about the 5 days of gifting. You guys got anything more to talk about today?
We've talked about hosting a holiday party. We've talked about tech. We've talked about making your home cozy and warm for the holidays. And today, we're talking about entertainment. What are you going to do when you have people over? What are you going to watch? What are you going to play? Those entertaining things you can do. And they're great entertainment gifts as well. So
I'm all about entertainment gifts. It keeps me entertained for the holidays. All right. Do you guys got any favorite things that you're looking forward to?
Oh, so many great things. There's some video game console, maybe.
Ooh.
We'll see that. Maybe. A television. There's really great items in there. And then tomorrow, we're talking about trending gifts. So things you may have seen online and on social that are really hot right now. There's a few we're really excited about. Mine's going to be that Circle water bottle, which is on rollback right now at an unbelievably low price.
So what exactly do you do with the Circle bottle? Tell me all the hype behind this bottle.
You get your hydration all day long. I love it. You get to change the flavors. There's so many great flavors.
Mine's
in my backpack right now here, and there's a Drakenfruit one that just came out. That has been my jam for the last 2 weeks now. It's delicious.
I thought it meant you just had to twirl the bottle in a circle before you took a drink. I didn't know that you could flavor your water.
Change the flavor.
Yeah, that is amazing.
There's dozens of flavors you can purchase in-store and online as well. So keeps your beverage interesting, right?
Amber, you got anything?
We have an Ozark Trails tumbler. Ooh. And that is my jam. So it's a dupe, but it is a great dupe. I have one in my bedroom and also in my living room. So I have two in my house that I just go back and forth with. I absolutely love them. It is my goat. I buy them for everybody for Christmas. I've already sent two to my best friends. Like, girl, this is the best tumbler you're going to ever have.
The rose gold, though.
The rose gold is beautiful. That's the one that I sent to my two best friends. But I will tell you, I've seen that tumbler all across the home office since we've been here. So I think it's a great item.
That is wonderful. Thank you for the gift idea. For any last second gifts before the Christmas season, Tumblr is the way to go.
It is.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm actually doing some last minute Christmas shopping today. I'm going Tumblrs all the way.
Our friend Jody over in Michigan, she had a great post on Instagram the other day.
Yeah.
Either a little gift card in there, maybe a few little treats, you tie an ornament to the handle, and you're set to go. And I thought that was really a great way to spice that up a little bit. Because that Tumblr is so inexpensive at Walmart.
Yes.
You can throw a little few extras in there.
What a great idea. It's a good thing we have this on radio so I can remember all of these ideas. Amber Ryan, thank you so much for joining us with the 5 days of gifting. Incredible ideas out there that you guys are giving. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Amazing.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
This is Jennifer from 6312 Woodbury, Minnesota.
All right. You calling in to give a shout out?
I am. Yes. I am giving a shout out to myself and my coworker. It is our birthdays today.
Oh, we got a dual birthday? Well, happy double birthday.
Thank you very much.
That is awesome. I hope you have a wonderful birthday and a wonderful rest of the year.
Thank you. You as well.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
It's Autumn.
Hey, Autumn. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Paris, Tennessee.
You're an associate or customer?
I'm a customer. Can I shout out my mom? She works at Paris Walmart. She's been working there for 42 years.
Yeah. Happy 42 years. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Rhonda Ratliff.
All right. Way to go, Rhonda. Excellent shout out.
4177.
Autumn, thank you so much. Way to go, Rhonda. Happy 42 years. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
It's another epic showdown.
And it was an epic showdown. Producer Tanner, this is our closest showdown that we've ever had.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Wow. Can't wait to hear the results.
It was holiday activity that you like to do in the snow. In third place with 22%, building a snowman.
Okay.
In second place with 38%,
ooh,
snowball fight.
All right.
And with 40% winning by one vote, sledding.
Wow. Look at that. Yesterday, I said, I think snowball fight might give sledding a run for their money.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did.
I thought it was going to be all downhill from here with sledding, you know? Top the hill, breezing into first place. But no. The rocks and the snowballs, throwing them at the sledding people, slowed it down, I think, just for a little bit. Shocked by this result.
Man.
40% to 38%.
Some excellent puns you threw in there, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Excellent show. Thank you to everybody that called in with those song requests and shout outs. Always remember, it's a good day for a great day.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.